The Kentucky Wildcats take on the Maryland Terrapins. Hello, everybody. This is Kaywood Ledford with your invitation to join me for all the action Saturday at 12:40 right here on WHAS Louisville.
This is Jamie Radcliffe. Congratulations, Milton, from all the people on 44th Street.
My name is Roger Weber, and I'd like to congratulate on Mr. Metz on his 20 years of being a good broadcaster and having good guests on. And he's got what it takes to become for a person to become a good broadcaster in his field. And I think he's one of the best in his field. And congratulations, Mr. Metz.
Susie Clark here. When I am bored with nothing to do, I turn on my radio and listen to you. This doesn't mean that I don't like you. You saved me many a boring night. Thank you.
Hello again, Metz here.
Milton Metz, one of the nation's great listeners, serving people in over 40 states, inviting your comments and opinions. Tonight, a special Metz here, as we celebrate 20 years. Now, here's Milton.
Thank you very much. It seems to me that looking ahead is probably more constructive than looking back. But you know, sometimes anniversaries can be memorable events. It certainly is true for me tonight. 20 years I've been doing this program, and this evening my family and many of my friends are here in person or by phone to help me celebrate its birthday. The program tonight, many of the details of which are as yet unknown to me, will be coming to you from the lobby of the WHAS building in downtown Louisville. For many reasons, I must tell you that I am excited and touched by the event. For instance, the station arranged to have me and my family picked up by limo. They have staged a lovely reception here in the WHAS lobby, which is still going on, and I'm surrounded by my colleagues in formal wear, the ladies in lovely dresses, and all I can say is that I'm delighted and a little surprised to have survived for these two decades of this phone-in program, a program which I hasten to say would be nothing without your support and phone calls. So stay with El Mezzo, and let's both of us find out what's going to happen here tonight and who's going to be on with me as we celebrate our 20th anniversary on this program. Well, joining me at this juncture is my good friend, colleague, and program director, Jerry David Malloy, and maybe you can enlighten me a little bit. We're here in the lobby. There are a lot of nice people whining and dining. Jerry, what's going to happen to me tonight?
This is kind of an exciting evening, Mr. Metz, and it's your 20th year. We're doing a little celebration for you, and the Metz Here program for 20 years. What does that mean? What that means in today's broadcast world is that it's almost never happens. How many times, when you stop and think, how many radio or television programs have been on the air for 20 consecutive years? Well, very few of them. And the reason for this happening is, of course, that, it's that kind of program. It has had that kind of acceptance. It's had that kind of listenership and response from the listeners. Tonight, I think we're all going to have some fun as we've invited some of your special friends, Milton, to contact you, some of them here in person, others who will be here via phone as they have been for 20 years. Some special people, some world-renowned people, and all of the people who are special to you and special to us at WHAS because they are listeners and participators in the Metz Here program. We are not taking phone calls tonight on our 585-2385 line, Milton, and the reason for that is because we have arranged for some people from around the nation to call you at specific times, and we hope that will happen as we go throughout the evening. But you know, one of the interesting things about this program, and I think one of the reasons why it's lasted these 20 years, is because El Mezzo, you never have known what was going to happen next. And I don't think you're going to know tonight. There will be
You're not going to tell me, huh?
I'm not going to tell you. And it's going to be fun. We're going to watch and listen to your reaction as you hear from various people from everywhere. And I want to introduce somebody in just a moment who has been with you before, who has created a great deal of laughter and fun and good times on the Metz Here program, and that's Dr. Tim Stivers. And I want to talk with Tim. He's got some things to say to you, and we'll do that in just a moment.
Hey, you join the fun when you join the Downtown Y.
Before I started coming to the Y, I could never stick with a regular routine exercise program. But after I started coming here and meeting people and getting involved, I come 3 days a week regularly now, and I really enjoy myself. And I've gotten to the point where I feel guilty if I don't come.
I work out about 15 minutes or 20 minutes of calisthenics. Then I run about a mile and a half, and swim about 35 lengths at a pool. And I just feel super with it, and without it, I just feel sluggish and slow.
When I started the Y, I weighed more than 203 pounds. I needed to lose weight, and I needed an effective weight loss program. I have since lost 40 pounds and have kept 40 pounds off for more than 7 years due to the YMCA and its programs.
I really do enjoy it.
It's easy to shape up at the Y when you make it part of your daily routine. If you're ready to lose weight and stay fit, join the fun. Join the YMCA downtown. For membership information, call 587-6700.
You like us, we like you. Everybody's liking the things that we can do.
Jefferson Mall is a showplace, a marketplace, and a saving place. 3 major department stores, 2 auto centers, and more than 90 other shops, all within easy driving distance of almost anywhere you live. Jefferson Mall is bright, cheerful, and beautifully clean. The stores carry a wide variety of products and prices, so shop Jefferson Mall regularly and save.
Everybody's talking about the LICA Arts and Crafts Show at Jefferson Mall now through Sunday, September 30th. Not only are artists from many states exhibiting a variety of beautiful handcrafted work, many of them are demonstrating their working techniques. So whether you're interested in one of these arts or crafts as a hobby, or you'd like to pick up exciting handmade originals to tuck away for holiday giving, be sure to stop by at Jefferson Mall, Outer Loop east of Preston at I-65.
Jefferson Mall.
This is Milton Metz, and, this is our 20th anniversary, and I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen tonight. I think nice things. Jerry, can you enlighten me about any of these things?
Well, Milton, we already have with us in person Dr. Tim Stivers. We're going to be talking with him, but first, would you answer the phone, please?
Yes, hello, Metz here.
Mr. Metz?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Metz.
Is this Mr. Metz? Is this Milton?
Yes, this is he.
I just want you to say happy anniversary and want you to know that every time you're on the air, my whole family is sitting right in front of the radio. And as soon as you go off the air, we turn it on.
Foster Brooks, I'm surprised. Foster, where are you calling from?
The kitchen.
The kitchen.
I'm at my farm back in Rush, New York.
Listen, you're the lovable Lush, but you're a lovable friend to call me.
Yeah? Well, we're leaving in the morning for Tennessee, and then we're going into California, and then into Vegas. But I just wanted to call you and wish you a happy anniversary.
That's nice of you. Give me some more of the Lush. You know, I never can get too much of it. Please.
Oh, come on. Come on.
If you were a talk show host, what would you say if I said that? How are you doing there, sir?
Well, I was doing pretty good today, but I was at Lingo. I was out playing in golf. And I forgot my favorite club.
What was that?
Canadian.
Foster, no, you're dear to call.
That's
and I
not
thank
my
you.
Favorite club. Old Bardstown is. But anyway.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a story. May I?
Please do.
There was Dave and Sam Clam. C-L-A-M.
Right.
Their name was Clam. And one was Dave and one was Sam. And they died. And Dave went up to heaven, and Sam went down to the other place. And Dave was up in heaven, was floating around on a cloud, playing his harp, and he got lonesome for Sam. He said to St. Peter, asked him if he could possibly see Sam from where he was. He said, sure, just part the clouds and look down there. You'll see him. And he did, and he saw him down there, and he was in a disco and having a big time, and he owned this disco. And Dave said to St. Peter, gee whiz, could I go down there and visit him for a little while? He said, sure, take your harp down and go down and sit in a couple of the sessions with the boys. So Dave took his harp and he went down there to this disco, and he was playing like mad and having a big time. And all of a sudden he heard a voice say, Dave, Dave, St. Peter wants you. And so he left, he went back up to heaven, but he forgot his harp. And St. Peter said, where's your harp? He said, oh, for heaven's sake, I left my harp in Sam Clam's disco.
I hope we're paid for this call, Foster.
No, you're not, and I've been waiting for an hour and a half for a doctor what's-his-name to get off the air or something.
Listen, your brother Cactus is here, wants to say hello to you.
Oh, bless him. Bless his heart. What do you say, Cac?
Hello, buddy.
How are you?
He said he's fine. He doesn't have earphones. Listen, thank you. It was dear of you to call and say hello to Terry and Foster. It was good to hear from Foster Brooks.
Well, thanks a lot, Milt, and say hello to Mimi and the family, and looking forward to seeing you in May.
You can count on it, Foster.
Okay, buddy. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
That was Foster Brooks, and that was very nice. Tim Stivers is here with me. He's a double threat man. He is a podiatrist, and he's also a very popular humorist as well. I'm sorry, we're getting a squeal on the system. System back.
Like now.
Yeah.
Right, like now.
It's good of you to comment.
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
You've been on the program many times.
Yeah, I've been on here every bit, I think once in a row anyway.
And your country humor. You want me to get closer? All right, we get closer, then we get less feedback. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize for the squealing that's happening. That does happen sometimes. Still squealing.
How about that?
Hum a little bit while we're here.
All right, all right. Listen, I just wanted to congratulate you on 20 years. I don't know how you did it.
I don't either. You know, the 20 years has gone very swiftly, I must say.
Well, it's been pretty quick, but I know that in that 20 years that you've learned to talk a lot.
And listen a little bit, too.
Well, I mean, the talking is important because there's nothing like dead air on radio.
That's right.
Right? And somebody told me that somewhere half into this show, and maybe the 10-year thing, that you went to Florida. Is that right? You go to Florida?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, and they said that when you got off the airplane in Florida, within 5 minutes, you had a sunburned tongue. Is that right?
If they said it, I'm not disagreeing with anyone tonight.
Listen, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, tell me some of your new jokes, your new stories. Now, you're not so much a jokes teller as you are a storyteller.
All right. I'll put one new thing on you. The one new thing that I really like is about the old boy up there in eastern Kentucky that had him about the meanest dog that the Lord ever let exist on this planet. I mean, this dog was 120 pounds of German Shepherd viciousness and totally mean. Ornery, big, killed every dog and cat that it ever saw. Just tore them all to pieces. And one day this old boy was in the pool hall there shooting him a game of pool, left the dog outside because he figured nobody would run off with it. And he is in there shooting in the pool, and the boy come in there in the door, and he said, "Mister, said that your dog outside?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I hate to tell you this," said, "but my dog killed it." He said, "Your dog killed my dog? Why, that's the meanest dog in the whole world." Said, "What kind of dog you got?" He said, "A Chihuahua." He said, "You mean to tell me one of them little teeny tiny Mexican dogs ain't no bigger hardly than a fist kill my dog?" He said, "Uh-huh." He said, "How'd you kill him?" He said, "Stuck in his throat."
That's a terrible joke. Where do you hear something?
Well, then what do you laugh at it for?
Because it's so ludicrous, that's why it is.
If I knowed what that meant, I'd ask you. I'd answer that.
Well, it's strange to picture that kind of thing.
Yeah.
People come up to you with stories all the time.
Yeah, and I heard that. That came to me from Michigan. Somebody called me up, and they'd been at a big get-together up in northern Michigan, and they couldn't wait to get home and lay that on me because they knew that would blow me away. That's my kind of weird thing.
Tim, whenever you're on with me, I always get a lot of inquiries afterwards to find out where you can get your comedy albums. And you and I have a date next month, as a matter of fact.
Right.
You're going to be on for a whole 2 hours.
Right. 29th, I think.
You're going to practice up?
Yeah, I'm going to practice up. Right.
I don't mean your act, but I mean you're going to get me some new jokes.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can. You know, I don't have any writers. I get to do it all myself.
Have you ever done... Would your joke do with an English accent rather than a Kentucky or Tennessee accent?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the stuff that I tell would go that well. Some of the things I do here that I will change them. But no, I don't think any of the stuff I do would go with a British accent or any of the rest of them.
I love the titles of your albums. What was your last one? Terminally Weird.
Yeah, Terminally Weird.
All right.
Yeah, that's my friend Stout says that about me. He said, you are, you know, terminally weird, and you're not really crazy enough to be committed to an institution, but if you was ever already in there, they wouldn't let you out.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
He writes your liner notes for you?
He does all the back of the jackets and everything. And actually, he's a weird guy because he used to carry a little book. You know, them little black books that they accuse men of carrying, you know. And he carried one, and one time I was with him, and he pulled this book out, and he started writing in it. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm writing down in this book, I got everybody's name in this book that I can whip. And I said, you got my name in there? And he said, well, I don't know, let me see. And he thumbed through it, and he come up on this page. He said, yeah, there you are, right there. Showed it to me and everything. I said, well, I don't believe you can whip me. I said, matter of fact, I believe I'll take you out the parking lot right now and just clean it up with you. And he said, well, I said, that's all right. I said, I'll just erase your name out right here.
That's cute.
He's weird.
Tim, thank you. It's nice of you to come on our 20th birthday.
Thanks. I wish you 20 more at least.
Thank you very much. Dr. Tim Stivers, very good of you to come, and thank you very much. This is Milton Metz, and for those of you who may hear some hubbub in the background, we're broadcasting a little bit differently tonight. Some of it is a surprise to me. We're all dressed up in formal garb, and I realize that doesn't mean much on radio, but it's a festive kind of occasion to celebrating the 20th anniversary. I don't think we're going to be taking calls from the general public tonight, but I hope that you will stay with us for some of the guests that we have here. There's a little party going in our lobby, and people are coming up to talk to me. And I'll be back with more Mets here right after this brief timeout.
Seems like everyone is into physical fitness these days. Walking, jogging, biking, getting into shape. And that's good. Because regular exercise is vital to building and maintaining a healthy body. It improves our cardiovascular system, helps us control our weight, and makes us look and feel better. But like most good things, exercise can be overdone or done at the wrong time. Strenuous exercise in extremely hot or cold temperatures is risky, so exercise caution when it's above 85 degrees or below 15 degrees. If you're over 35 and out of shape, don't start an exercise program without your doctor's okay. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kentucky, we're concerned about rising health care costs. Exercising to stay fit is something we can all do to help hold down these costs, and so is exercising good judgment. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Delta Dental of Kentucky, we want you to stay healthy.
What's in a name? If it's Parrot's Big Girl Fashions, that name means a lot. If you're a woman who needs outsizes, you should know about Parrot's and the importance of their last name, Fashions. You can look your best because Parrot's buyers are experts in selecting the newest and most flattering fashions for you. And you'll always feel comfortable with the personal service at Parrot's. Sizes 18 to 52 and an endless selection of new styles. Their last name is Fashions. Parrot's Big Girl Fashions. Bashford Manor Mall in Louisville and in Lexington's Fayette Mall.
Hey, this is Yogi Bear.
Yabba Dabba Doo, the spectacular musical production, is coming to Freedom Hall October 9th through the 14th. And you could be a guest of WHAS Radio playing the Yabba Dabba Doo.
Gotcha, even.
When we play Gotcha, be the correct caller and imitate your favorite Hanna-Barbera character.
And a Huckleberry Hound Dog, howdy.
And win 4 tickets to see Yabba Dabba Doo on WHAS Night, Friday, October 12th. Plus, you'll become eligible to win a VIP ticket that'll allow you backstage to meet the stars.
Now you keep listening to WHAS Radio.
It's the Yabba Dabba Doo.
Gotcha.
Family fun from the radio station you've come to expect it from.
What else? WHAS Radio. Yay!
This is Milton Metz. And this is our 20th anniversary of the Metz Here phone-in program. It started back in 1959. It's hard to realize that we started that long ago. One of my good friends and colleagues, who's so popular, you heard every day from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, has joined me, Joe Donovan. And Joe, for a man who only wears T-shirts, and I see you in a tuxedo tonight, you are positively radiant. You look resplendent, Joe. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel rather unusual for me, Milton.
I think so.
Let me ask you something.
How did you manage to keep your hair all these years?
I've got to know.
Well,
what's
your
secret?
You've got most of yours.
Not much of it left anymore.
I don't know. It's not much, but it is mine. I will tell you that, Joe. Boy, thank you.
Listen, I want to join with the throngs in congratulating you on 20 years. I am 17 years your junior, having been here for only 3 years. I want to read something. We have a telegram for you.
Oh, really?
I'd like to share with you.
All right.
It seems like only yesterday I was a teenager and proudly driving my older brother's convertible while listening to you on the radio. I am sure I share the Mets experience with thousands of other Louisvillians and others who appreciate your relaxed, no-nonsense, and most genuine approach to anyone I ever heard or seen you interview. This all adds up to one thing, style. Thank you for showering Louisville for so long with so much. Roger Davis.
Roger, oh, the actor.
Yes,
yes, and the builder.
Milton, and my congratulations,
thank
too.
You. May
thank
I
you,
have
Milton.
That, Joe?
You betcha.
Listen, Joe, it's very nice to be working with a professional like you. And I thank you very much for reading this lovely telegram from Roger Davis.
Glad
that
you.
Was Alias Smith and what was his series? Oh, well, Alias Smith and Jones.
Right.
a charming man, and it was very nice.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe,
thank you,
very
Milton.
Much. This is Metz, and the time is 7:21, and if you don't get a chance to phone in, you know, this is just one of those nights. They told me that we would be taking calls from people out of town and some visitors who came in. I have a man here who you may remember started then Cassius Clay, now known as Muhammad Ali, in his boxing career. He was... one of the men in blue, a Louisville police officer for many years, one of the great promoters of amateur boxing for kids, that is, without any profit for himself, and he's my friend Joe Martin, and Joe has joined me at the microphone here. Joe, did they put you up to this to come up here today?
Oh, yes,
have
yes.
A little bubbly with me?
Yeah, they put me up to this, come up here and talk to you, but I enjoy it. I wanted to come up here and see you anyway. You and I have been friends for... Well, 30 years.
Anyway. It's my pleasure, Joe, and you. We haven't gone back a long time together.
Oh, yes. Back when you...
Were you a motorcycle cop?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you on
In
that.
In fact, I was on your program.
You driven everything. You were on a horse?
No, not that. Oh, I remember back when you used to be out on the street, and I've talked to you out there on the radio, one thing or another, and it goes way back. We had a lot of fun together.
Not only that, but your son... taught my son a little boxing years
That's
ago.
Right, Joe Jr.
That's really cute.
Yeah, Joe Jr. Instructed your son in the art of boxing.
Are your memories of Cassius Clay when he was a teenager strong, Joe?
Oh, yeah, very strong. Of course, I had him from the time he was 12 years old, clear on through till he got out of the Olympics.
He was always a fellow with pizzazz. I mean, you liked him as a boy, didn't
I
you?
I liked him as a boy. He was a kid that had a lot of mischief, and he was a... Ham, you know, he liked attention, and he was the type of person that any time we went into box, he got attention.
But he was never a mean kid.
Never
a
mean
kid.
Boxer, no, no, I never did think so. I've always liked him, still like him, and we've been together quite a bit the last few years.
Listen, I'm not going to let you go. I have a hunch who my favorite is. Who do you think is going to win between Larry Holmes and Ernie Shavers?
I would have to be in favor of Larry Holmes.
I would think that the odds would be in his favor.
Yes. Of course, Shavers is a dangerous puncher. He could take anybody out he hits, but I don't believe that Holmes is going to be that careless to get hit with a wild punch.
Were you a good boxer in your day?
Oh, I don't know how good I was. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of amateur bouts and boxed in a lot of smokers and one thing or another over the years. Had a lot of fun.
We'll do some more boxing shows together. Thank you, Joe.
Thank
it's
you.
It's good of you to come to my party.
Good. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Officer Joe Martin, a trainer of champions such as Muhammad Ali, and one of our guests on the Mets here anniversary program tonight from the big one here on the banks of the mighty Ohio River. We'll continue after this.
One higher mileage? Come to Dodge. Chrysler Corporation is number one in gasoline mileage of the big three. That's based on projected 1979 corporate average fuel economy ratings and includes our subcompacts, compacts, intermediates, and full-size vehicles. And now, Chrysler Corporation announces a $400 rebate. Come see your Dodge dealer. Make your best deal, and Chrysler Corporation will top it with a $400 check sent directly to you. Get a Dodge Diplomat, get a check. Get a Dodge St. Regis, get a check. Get a Magnum, get an Aspen, get a Dodge van or a full-size pickup and get a $400 check sent directly to you. Come see your Dodge dealer. Get a car, get a check. Get a van, get a check. Get a truck, get a check. Come to Dodge and check it out.
Come to Vissing's Dodge, 115 Eastern Boulevard, Jeffersonville, before September 30th and find out about the $400 cash rebate from Chrysler Corporation. She's back in town. Now on stage, Elizabeth French is at Beef and Boards in Born Yesterday, a comedy classic by Carson Kanan. If you liked Elizabeth and Tom Jones, you'll love her in Born Yesterday. Make an evening of it. Enjoy good friends, a delicious meal, and quality entertainment at Louisville's own Beef and Boards. A unique entertainment experience for over 10 years. Don't miss Elizabeth French in Born Yesterday, now playing at Beef and Boards.
Hello, Mets here. Hello. All right, we got somebody on the line?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Milton. Hello.
Hello, wherever you are. They tell me we've got somebody on the phone, right?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Bill.
Yes.
Bill, this is Dee Huddleston.
You mean the august United States Senator.
Well, a United States Senator.
Dee, it's very nice of you to call. Are you calling from the District of Columbia?
Yes, I am. Well, just across the Potomac River in Arlington, where Mrs. Huddleston and I make our home, I wanted to participate in this celebration and congratulate you on your long tenure.
Listen, just surviving, Dee, is something, and I appreciate it more than I can tell you. I know you must have other functions to attend and to have called me tonight on my 20th. It means a lot to me.
Well, Mel, those of us who measure our careers in terms are quite impressed by anybody who can stick with it for 20 years. And I know your program has made a significant contribution to the thought and ideas of Louisville and of your listeners all over the country. We listen to it on occasion up here, as a matter of fact.
Is the signal good enough to get into Arlington? And
some nights it's very good, and we are able to hear.
How are you getting along? It sounds corny, but what's new in the Senate?
Well, we've been very busy today, dealing mostly with appropriation items. Tonight, Mrs. Huddleston and I are going to the National Press Club, where the Book of Job cast, that delightful production up at Pineville, Kentucky, is putting on a performance. And we're looking forward to that and looking forward to showing off this production to people here in the Washington area.
Yes, it's striking. Dee, I have seen it on Pine Mountain. And where is the production going to be?
It's at the National Press Club tonight.
And that's the Irwin Corey's group, isn't it?
Right, right.
With those mosaic made-up faces.
That's right.
Oh, so you will be kind of a host, I guess.
Well, the congressional delegation, and I understand the governor's here, too. So we'll be putting Kentucky on display tonight.
I hope I'm not keeping you from being late to an important social event there.
Not at all, and just again, congratulations to you, and keep up the good work.
Senator, it was very nice of you, and I appreciate it, Dee, and I look forward to seeing you when you're next in town.
Thank you, Milton.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, very nice to have Senator Walter Dee Huddleston. We have another call. Come in. This is Metz. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Milton?
Yes.
Congratulations. I barely can hear you. Congratulations to you, though, on your wonderful 20 years of service to WHAS and the community.
Oh, Colonel Sanders, yes, I hear you well, sir.
Yeah, do you?
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm just not ready to hear you.
You're coming in very nicely, and how good of you to call me.
Oh, it's certainly nice to have you enjoying a party like that.
Well,
so God bless you, and many more years of good service, Milton.
What are you doing tonight, Colonel? Where are you?
I'm at home. Just finished a TV program. Well, and I've been waiting for your call since 7:15, see?
Well, you and I have spent many a nice afternoon and evening and even morning together. And Shirley Topmiller's right here, your good right hand, and she's smiling and waving and wants me to pass on a hello to you.
Thank you now.
Thank you, Colonel, very much.
And the best to you, Milton. You've been a great institution for Kentucky, honey.
Well, listen, you're a great inspiration to me. Have you any words of wisdom you want to pass on?
Thank you, dear.
Thank you very much.
And
bye-bye.
Good night now. Have fun.
Righto. Thank you, Colonel Sanders. Well, that's not bad. Harlan Sanders,
one of my dearest friends, with whom I've had more laughs than almost anybody that I could think of, is Foster Brooks' brother. But I knew him first as Tom Brooks, and he is my dear friend Tom Brooks. He was the beloved Cactus for many years on TVRV. And since he's left the station, he still remained my good friend, and he's good enough to come here. He's wearing a dinner jacket. He looks wonderful. He's here with his lovely wife, Tina. And Tom, you and I have been associated for so many years that I feel that we have an invisible bond. And it's lovely of you to come here.
Thank you, Milt. I'm sure we do. I know we. Only thing makes me mad, they didn't give me anything on my 20th anniversary. They didn't give me a party like this when I was here 20 years. But when I was here 25 years, they did. Mm-hmm. They gave me the works. You know, most people got a watch.
Yes.
You know?
I hear it coming.
I got the works.
Well, one thing you've never lost is your sense of humor.
Well, I hope I never do, Mill. I never enjoyed any 25 years of my life as much as I did right here, WHAS.
We had some funny times being fellow announcers.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And you know, Dee Huddleston there, who just called you from Washington.
Yes.
Many's the time he came in here, when he was campaigning or when he wasn't. He'd come in here and we'd talk to him, you know. Colonel
well,
Sanders.
He was in radio, too, at the
sure,
time.
Walter, his brother. I mean, Walter is.
He is Walter, yes.
He is Walter. But his brother was our news director when I came here.
Paul Huddleston.
Paul. Yeah, he was our news director when I came here way back in 19...
What do you remember best about your days as a hero on TVRV, as a clown on TVRV?
Well,
the children loved you, you know.
Yes.
They really did.
Yeah, they did. It was strange. Well, I could only say that I remember best Randy and me. Our association, for 20 years, 3 months, and 10 days. And there was never a day that Randy or I weren't there. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Even on vacations, you mean one or the other?
One or the other was here, yeah. A lot of times I'd get, I wouldn't make it. But Randy'd be here, and if he didn't make it. One time, on the deal was every year in May at Derby time, Randy would go to Derby trial on Tuesday, and I'd do the show by myself. And then I always went on Friday and Saturday. Well, I forgot about that, and one Tuesday, I don't remember what year it was, but, oh, boy. I went up to the window about 2 or 3 o'clock, 2:30 or 3 o'clock, a pay window, you know, and here's Randy. And I said, what are you? Oh, this is Tuesday. I'm supposed to be at this day. I went out, I left my car there, I jumped in the cab, I got here and made up, and as I remember, I only had 35 minutes. And I made up, I opened the show at 4:30 or whatever time it was. But we had a lot of fun.
It was a great record. Listen, it was so good of you to come.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Our pleasure. Yeah, a lot of free meatballs and everything.
And champagne. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tom Brooks, our guest tonight on our celebration. We have an hour and a half to go, and I'm going to take another call here, Tom. Hello, this is Metz.
Is this Mr. Milton Metz?
This is Milton Metz.
It's Walter Cronkite calling. Just a moment.
Sir. Walter Cronkite is calling. This is too much. Hello? Are they kidding? This is Walter Cronkite on
here?
Walter?
Milt?
Is that you, Walter?
Listen, I want to congratulate you. Only you've been there 60 years, huh?
Do I look that bad, Walter?
Well, no, but some of your listeners told me that it seemed like 60 years you've been there.
You're going to give it to me, huh? I thought we were friends. How are you, Walter? How nice of you to call.
If you keep beating me on the tennis court, I'm going to get even somewhere.
Well, you're getting closer to me. It's very nice of you to call me. Where are you now, Walter? At CBS?
I'm in my office in New York. Just got off the air on that other medium.
You'll forgive me if I didn't see the show this one time, Walter. Did it go well?
Went splendidly, like all of ours do.
No clinkers at all.
No, I wouldn't swear to that.
No.
Since you put it to me directly, yes.
Walter, it's kinder of you than I can tell you for you to call me. A 20-year milestone in this business is kind of tenuous, you know, and I can't believe that the 20 years went so by, but I'm so pleased that you saw fit to call me.
Well, Milt, you know, really, it's always such a pleasure to visit you and all my other good friends in Louisville, and every time I go there and I get a chance to see you and I tell people that I've been with Milton Metz, they all fall down and slobber quite a lot and beat the floor and say, my gosh, greatest guy in town, and you really got so many friends there, and you've got such a loyal following, and I know, although I don't get a chance to listen to you at all, really, it must be richly deserved.
Well, you do me much honor, Walter, and I treasure our modest friendship, and I admire you so much, and I'm still going to beat you at tennis if I can.
And you can, unfortunately, but if you don't mind putting up with a little drill session with this amateur and the novice, I hope that we can have many a game in the future. Come on to New York and pack your tennis bag.
Thank you, Walter. It was good of you to call me, and I appreciate it deeply.
You bet, old boy.
Right.
Take care, and have another great 20 years there.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, him calling. I was in New York. Well, I was really in New Jersey, right across from New York last year at our daughter Jean's, you know. And I thought about calling our old friend who used to work here, Bill Small.
Yeah.
And I called him, and you know what he offered me? He says, you can come down. The only thing I can do, I can let you go in the control room and see Walter Cronkite.
Did you come down?
We didn't get down, but I was sorry I didn't. I'm such an admirer of Walter Cronkite.
Cronkite's a wonderful man.
Didn't he, though?
He did, and not only that, he did well at the Derby here. I think he took some Kentucky money home with
him.
Well,
I'm glad of that.
But I cherish my friendship with him, and he's a charming man.
Well, I met him one time when I was here.
He's a good guy. Thank you, Tom, very much. Tom Brooks, my cup runneth over. When you talk to the most famous man in news broadcasting, Walter Cronkite, that's it. But stay with me. This is Milton. It's 7:37. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. I don't know exactly who else will be calling and be on the program, but I invite you to stay tuned for the 20th anniversary of our phone-in program.
Hello, Biggest.
Is this the Biggest Muffler Company?
That's right. What can I do for you?
Do you sell mufflers designed specifically for my car?
Yeah, that's right.
Hutt does, too.
Who?
And do you guarantee them for the life of my car?
Sure we do, but
Hutt does, too.
Who's Hutt?
What about free installation of mufflers and pipes?
No, we can't.
Hutt does.
Yeah? Well, we're bigger.
Hutt Muffler Brake and Shock Shops, Hikes Point and downtown. Hutt, better than the Biggest.
Congratulations, Mr. Metz, on your 20th anniversary. My name's Alma Dorman. I live in Clarksville, Indiana. My mother and I attended your 10th and your 17th anniversaries, and we enjoyed them very much, and we'd like to be with you tonight, but we can't. So congratulations on a good program. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Metz. This is Norma Goodwin, and I would certainly like to offer my congratulations to you and all the people who have provided such an entertaining and informative program for a tremendous number of people over the years to share their opinions and experiences. Keep it up for another 20 years. Happy anniversary.
This is Milton, and my radio neighbor is with me. He's one of the major talents of America, and my dear friend, zany companion, and that's Gary Burbank. How are you, Gary? I never thought I'd see you in a tux, and you look wonderful.
Why, thank you. This is the first time I've had one on in a couple of days. You know, people don't realize this. I come to work in every night, and I wear blue jeans and maybe a T-shirt, something like that. I dress up pretty good for work.
Yeah, you're clean,
but every night when I get off the air, I put on a tuxedo. This is an every night affair. I had no idea they were having a party here tonight. I had a tuxedo on. I came in and said, gee, I fit in well.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I do this all the time. I'm a weekend straight.
I'm sorry I had to work overtime. I know you're through at 7 o'clock. Did they dragoon you in here to stay in
No, they couldn't. Wild horses couldn't keep me out of here.
We'll all go to dinner together afterwards?
Yes, sir. To come and tell you happy anniversary on your 20th, and I know everyone else, the standard things. I hope you have 20 more. I want to be a little more realistic, Mets. I hope it's 19.
Thank you, Gary.
I have a telegram to read to you.
Sorry.
It is to Milton Mets, the master broadcaster, Louisville, Kentucky. This is not from here. There is only one way one can reach a 20th anniversary in this business, and that's to be the best, and the best is Mets. Congratulations and many happy returns as you wish. Warmest regards,
Tom Kennedy.
Oh, from
your friend,
Hollywood,
yeah. You're right.
He Jim Nars.
I remember when he was on your program that night.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
And that lady called up and she said,
I just love you, I've loved you forever, and I'm going to be for you when you run for president.
He's going, no, that's another guy. That's another guy. But
very
Tom's
good.
A great guy to do that.
Tom Kennedy does name that tune, and he's got a program called, it's spelled W-H-E-W. How do you pronounce it?
W-H-E-W?
Yeah.
You don't pronounce it. You just kind of breathe it, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you can whistle it.
Thank you, Gary, very much.
It's been nice.
It was good of you. And we'll have some champagne together later on, right?
Well, I'll just bring you a glass right now.
Oh, we've counted on it. We have a phone call. Hello, this is Metz. Come in, please.
Metz?
Yes.
Wendell Ford.
Senator.
How you doing tonight?
Listen, you must have more important things than talk to old Metz here.
No, I've got a real good reason for calling you tonight.
All right.
Let me just put it this way. You know, when there are days up here in Washington that start very early and go very late.
Right.
And they're pretty demanding on a fella. And since he's at a different place from where he's always lived, his home seems very far away.
Right.
But, Milt, when that happens, I just turn on my radio and pick up your program, Metz, here on my way home for work. And, you know, all of a sudden, those miles between Washington and Kentucky don't seem that far away.
Wendell, you're just trying to get into my good graces.
Well, that's not a bad idea either. But let me just say one other thing, Milt, that your Metz here program is one very good reason that I support the Clear Channel station provision in the Communications Act, because I can hear you all the way up here.
That's right. If they take it away, we have cut off our bonds to the District of Columbia. Where are you tonight, Wendell?
I'm in my Senate office.
What are your plans for tonight, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I'm going to leave here in a few moments and go home and try to get something to eat. We just closed the Senate down, and I left the Energy Committee working on the write-up for the new energy bill that we hope to present to the Senate floor by next Wednesday.
Is the Senate and the administration going to get together and agree on an energy bill?
Milton, I think we're going to have a bill that will come from the Senate that will be somewhat different than the one that the House sent over here to us called the Moorhead Bill. But I'm of the opinion that what we send back to them will be generally acceptable. It'll be primarily in the Send Fuels arena, but we're going to have to tread a little softly on the Send Fuels program, but Kentucky is far, far ahead of any of the other states, and I think we're going to lead the way as it relates to backing off the purchase of foreign oil and putting in Send Fuel productions.
Senator, is Kennedy going to run for president?
Well, I'd say that the possibilities are better today than they have been, and I think there's beginning to have some movement around, but in traveling around Kentucky after the indication was that his wife and mother would approve of his candidacy, Carter no longer is running against everybody or running against a myth. And the question now is President Carter or Senator Kennedy. And I think they're beginning to look at now two people rather than the whole field. And I suspect things will get a little bit tighter in the very near future.
Well, they've got a whole Kansas land grab running on the Republican side, haven't they?
Well, you know, it's strange. They think they're going to win and they're going to get fooled, and so everybody's out trying to get a piece of the action. And the action's really on our side.
Aren't you glad you're not running for office at the moment?
Somebody asked me, Milt, the other night if I would accept if I was nominated, and I said yes, and I would serve if I was elected. And they said, you're really not running, are you? And I said, oh, yes. Gerald's out there as a stalking horse.
Very good. Wendell, it was very good of you to call me. And, Senator, I thank you a million.
You're mighty kind, and keep up the good work. WHAS wouldn't be the same without you.
Listen, call me sometime and reverse the charges.
Well, if I call you, I'm not going to charge you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Bill. My best to you now.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Senator Wendell Ford at 60 Minutes to 8 on the Met celebration of the 20th anniversary, more of which follows these messages.
There's a whole new direction, a whole new point of view. Everybody's out and going, doing what they love to do. That's why now you'll find the age of 7-Up is here.
'Cause we love that crisp, refreshing taste, so light and crystal clear. Move it up,
move it up,
looking up,
looking up.
The Federal Communications Commission has proposed that WHAS radio and other Clear Channel stations' coverage be limited, affecting our present coverage. If this proposal is enacted, those of you listening beyond a 100-mile radius of Louisville may not be able to hear U of K basketball games, Mets Here, Spectrum, and our all-night program broadcasts. We invite your comments. Drop a note to WHAS Radio, Clear Channel, P.O. Box 1084, Louisville, Kentucky, 40201.
I'm Ruth Amos, and I just wanted to congratulate Mr. Metz on his 20th year. I listen to him practically every night, and I went to his roast, and I never laughed so much in all of my life. And I hope he has 20 more years. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Metz, this is Clara Burba. We've enjoyed your program over the years. We've had a lot of laughs. We've had a lot of cries with you. We've just enjoyed it immensely. We've only called you one time, but we just love to listen to you and have many more years. Thank you.
That was nice. I guess these were calls that the station got earlier in the day, and we're not accepting any general calls, they told me, but from previously invited people. And I don't want you in the audience to think you're left out, but they have certain invited people, and we'll be back on with Grab Bag again tomorrow. One of my good friends is Chuck Taylor, the most respected weather forecaster and meteorologist for these stations, and my companion from, you remember when we spent the night together in that terrible blizzard last year?
Oh, I certainly do.
There wasn't a bed available, Chuck, and you had an empty bed in your hotel room, and you took me in.
I would always accommodate you, Milton. You know something? I lost my tuxedo. I would have worn one tonight, but I lost it.
I had noticed that you were wearing a tasteful brown.
But listen, the big boss wants me to tell you this. We're going to guarantee you 20 beautiful winters ahead. No more snow, just fabulous weather ahead. And that's all I've got to say. Good luck.
Thank you, Chuck. Can I have that in writing?
No.
That is true. We did have a terrible blizzard, and there were no hotel spaces available. I ran into Chuck, and he had a double room and shared his bedroom with me and saved me from sleeping out in the cold.
Oh, yes, and that was a bad night.
Thank you very much. Sure. Chuck Taylor. We have someone on the phone. Hello, this is Metz.
Hello, Milt. This is Kaywood. Congratulations.
Kaywood Ledford, how are you, Kay? Listen, I miss you, pal.
Well, we miss everybody there, and, you know, 20 years is an incredible accomplishment in this business because it's such a changeable business and profession, and to not only last but to prosper, certainly I think of those of us in the business and really appreciate what you've gone through and what you've done.
I don't know about prosper. I've survived, Kaywood. I think of all those wonderful Derby days that you and I spent in that glass cage in the press box, and they're very dear to me, Kaywood.
Well, of course, they're memories I think we'll all have and we'll cherish for a long time. And fortunately, you kind of moved out to the other medium on us on Derby Day, but we're still there, and it's still a lot of fun.
Well, listen, it's good. Are you calling from home at Lexington with Frances?
Yeah, well, she isn't here, but I'm at home, and as soon as she gets here, we'll have dinner. We're just kind of taking it easy.
It's very good of you to call me, old friend, and I treasure our relationship and admire your professionalism, and I appreciate your call more than I can say.
Well, I'm glad I had called. I've been listening, Milt, and I'm sitting here in a tuxedo, and I just called to wish you well and many more prosperous years. I'll still use the word.
Well, listen, there's a lot of bedlam here because the party is going on. There's champagne and there are Swedish meatballs. Is it making any sense in your end of the line?
I can barely hear you, but yes, it's very enjoyable. I can barely hear you on the phone. I hear you well on the radio.
Thank you very much, Kaywood.
Okay, Milton.
I'll be seeing you, old friend. Bye-bye.
Kaywood Ledford, former sports director and our good friend and just the best sportsman you want to find around. Occasionally, the management sees fit to give me a night off. And it wouldn't be possible if there weren't somebody talented and pleasant to take my place. And he's with me now. He's our WHAS newsman, Drew Vogel. And as a matter of fact, next week, I'm going to get my last night off for a long time. And Drew sits in for me, and he's good enough to be here. He's new at the station comparatively, but he has gotten a real hold on the phone-in program. And listen, Drew, I'm afraid that some people probably like you better than they like me.
I doubt that. I doubt that very much. You know, it's very... You can do the program, but you can't replace you. You can substitute, but not replace you. I think if people would really realize what there is to a program like that, and you make it sound so easy and so just like
it. How do you like sitting in one place for 2 hours at one time?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's very true. Actually, they told me this was your retirement party, and I was taking over, and then I found out that wasn't true. That's a heck of a thing.
Do you enjoy doing the program?
Yeah, I really do.
Had you worked in other stations? Had you done talk programs in other stations?
No, I never had. Well, I shouldn't say never. Maybe once in a while I would fill in for somebody for one show or something like that. But as far as doing it on an ongoing basis, no, I never had done it.
Well, it lengthens your day, too, because you're on in the mornings, as I am on TV, and then
right.
you come back to do the program at night. But I tell you, there is something very refreshing about a two-way conversation with your audience. It's something that most radio people don't have a chance to do. And I think the station and the program is unique in that it gives us a good flow between listener and broadcast.
Get a real idea what's going on in the community, I think, for one thing. Another thing is, you know, you prepare for these shows. You have to prepare for these shows. And you get ideas about what you want to talk about on a subject. And invariably, somebody will call in right off the top, and they'll talk about something that you had no idea that was going to come up, that it never even crossed your mind, never even thought about
well,
it.
Well, you got to be ready. But it's the one thing, it keeps you alert, doesn't it?
It sure does, definitely. You have to be alert on these shows. The people are smarter than we are, is what the situation is.
How would you like to do your newscast in a tuxedo like that?
I don't know. I was feeling very comfortable until I sat down and I realized the pants are a little tight.
Nobody will ever notice.
Nobody will ever know.
Just don't.
You know, you had Walter Cronkite on. One time they had said that he was one of the best dressed men in television. And his comment was, I've sat behind a desk for all these years, and as far as those people out there know, I've never worn trousers.
Drew, thank you very much.
Thank you. And congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you so much. Drew Vogel, my guest on Metz here in our 20th anniversary. Let me explain to you where we are. We're sitting in the lobby, which is outside, separated by a glass pane, our WHS studio from which I normally broadcast. And there, I'm joined out here by a crowd of fellow employees and some invited guests, most of whom are attired in formal wear. They have some nice champagne they are serving and some hors d'oeuvres and sandwiches, and lovely young people are circulating around. And it's a very festive event, and in the background, if you hear a hubbub, that's what's going on. I must say, Jerry David Malloy has rejoined me, and Jerry, I think we have discovered a good place to throw a party, haven't we?
Not bad at all, is it? Did you use the line, or did Cactus Tom Brooks repeat the line he used when he walked in this evening? You mentioned the formal attire. The gentlemen are attired in beautiful black tuxedos, and Tom walked in, dropped his raincoat and umbrella, and said, if lightning struck this building at this moment, Sam Myers would be through.
No, he hadn't used it. It's a good line.
It's not bad at all.
But he has sent us his best.
For those who listen across the country to the Metz Here program, you probably are already aware of Actors Theater of Louisville, and that's why I have rejoined you, Milton, because I have a letter here from the producing director of Actors Theater, John Jory. And John Jory, who is always somewhere doing something, could not be here tonight, but he wanted to say to you, congratulations. And he writes, anybody who can last as long and as glamorously as you have is obviously impervious to rain, heat, allergy, cares, or the fickle taste of the maddening crowd. Personally, I wonder if you aren't America's answer to Dorian Gray. In any case, many thanks for the affection you have lavished on Actors Theater and the high professional standards you continually bring to your work. There must be somebody who doesn't like you. But they obviously don't know how to use the phone. My very best, John Jory, producing director of Actors Theater.
Well, I must have that.
Well,
and you
course.
Know what else? You see that great centerpiece over there? Right over here.
Oh, sure,
Actors Theater and John Jory sent that big, wonderful basket of flowers to me today. And the caterer said, can we put it up and put it as a centerpiece? And it just, so that's really lovely. And you see, Jory is a talent that I admire, and that's really good of him to do that.
You know, I get a little nervous whenever we're doing the Metz Here program, and there's a party here. If you'll recall, there's one time every year now that there is a party going on. Well, there's more, I should say more often than once, but there's one particular time, at Derby time, we always have a WHAS party, radio and television, and your program is on the air during this party. And a few years ago, you were on another assignment, and I was filling in for you during that particular party. And I had chosen as a topic, how do you give a derby party? I thought, that's what everybody's into Derby Week, right?
Right, right.
Wrong, wrong.
You died on it?
Oh, it was a long evening. Yeah. Long evening, Milton.
Well, that happens, you know, but that's what keeps your adrenaline charged up. You don't know what's going to excite the interest of the listener or what's going to turn him off. And it is scary to be here, Jerry, because you think of a topic and you think it might be good, and you just may have picked something that people are just mediocre about.
You know? Well, and the great thing about this kind of radio is that you develop a listenership who understands that, and they will hear in your voice that feeling of despair. What have I done? And, of course, you, having been at this microphone for 20 years, recognize in advance, usually, what will and what will not create the kind of excitement that you want on a radio.
Jerry, you know there are a lot of comics, second bananas and so forth, who flatter their audience and say, you're a great audience tonight. You know, and they really don't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's one thing that is without doubt, that is undeniable, is that this program's audience has got to be a great audience, because if they weren't, the program wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks, let alone 20 years. So there's really no credit for the moderator, but the interest in the fans and the listeners in calling in and talking and challenging each other.
Exactly.
Not necessarily agreeing with each other, but challenging each other.
And on and where I was going with what I was saying is, on that particular night when the topic I thought would be gangbusters turned out not to be so exciting, the listeners understand that. They are still with you, and they call in, and with no embarrassment at all, they say, well, it's kind of a slow night, isn't it, Jerry David? However, we had a derby party once, and they give you an experience, a happening at a party that is unusual, it is different, it's funny, and it provokes another caller.
That's right.
And I think that's what you're saying.
Well, there's a sensitivity to it. I had thought about whether in a totalitarian country you couldn't get a program like this in Russia, because they, even Russians who love their country, and there may be many, don't have the freedom to talk like this. What brought it to mind is that next month, Jerry, on this program, I'm getting two high Russian officials on the program. I don't know whether they'll be under any wraps or not. I hope that they'll be able to answer any questions that people call in. But no matter what criticism you have of American radio, if you can have a program that people can call in and say, I think the president is a great guy, or I think the president is a bum, and nobody will knock on your door in the middle of the night and arrest you and take you away, then you're in a pretty good land.
You sure are. And we have discussed the fact that there are going to be a couple of people from Russia on this program next month, and it's going to be an education for all of us to see exactly how much freedom they feel they have and what they will want to say and what they will want to exploit if they desire to do that.
I hope that when they come, now one of them is an assistant to Dobrynin, the American, the ambassador to America. The other one is an economist. I would hope not so much that people will put them on the firing line, but that they will ask them about life in Russia, why they don't let people leave when they want to, if they're not put under any wraps either by our State Department or by the Russian government. But we got some interesting people coming. Grady Nutt's going to be on, Tim Stivers. Oh, and all you guys are going to be on. The disc jockeys, we're going to have a night together as usual.
Right, in spite of what everybody has said, the letters and cards and phone calls, the WHS radio air personalities, Burbank, Perky, Donovan, Susan Dakduk, Malloy, who knows? We'll all be here with you again.
Thank you very much, Jerry. We have an hour to go. This is Metz on our 20th anniversary of the phone-in program. Stay with us. We have an hour, 60 minutes on the show.
The Kentucky Wildcats take on the Maryland Terrapins.